Have you seen those orange things that stick to the side of airplanes that hold your tools?
No.
I want one.
Is it on?
It's on.
Cool. Okay, not fourth gear. Drive. Just drive. Anyway, Sit Talk. Another special Kyle-free episode.
Now with 50% less Kyle.
I think it's even less than that, though, isn't it?
Is it?
I mean, I'm pretty sure it's like 100% less Kyle.
I guess if you want it to be. Is that a seeing eye dog?
I am not 100% sure. It kind of looks like one.
It's got the harness.
It is. Okay. And so I was going to go ahead and not run over the lady. Unlike Kyle. Kyle would. Yeah, that was a work day.
It was something.
That was a thing.
How was blowing stuff up? Having stuff blow up.
Oh, it was great. It was me saying, hey, I should be able to get out there by 4, and then,
It's 5?
It's, 4, at like 3:45 or so, our whole deployment plan for tomorrow night fell apart. Just exploded. Into 963,427 pieces.
Did you need that? The deployment plan.
Yeah, no, it was basically, you know, how we were gonna do anything. Now, the deployment plan was essentially how we're gonna switch all the customers over and blow up. So
that sounds optional.
We had to go for an earlier version of the plan that we didn't like as much, but we actually tested. That's what happens when you make changes at the last possible minute. But anyway, so, you know, that's over. I'll be working on it tomorrow, just a little bit. But yeah, that's great. This will finally, after 3 months in this position, I will finally be able to move my first assigned task to the done column.
After 3 months?
Yep.
And it's just been chilling?
I've gotten other things done, but not many. Hmm. Yeah, it's been the one. Just the one.
A getting up to speed thing,
it really should have probably been like 4 or 5 tasks, and yes, getting up to speed, stumbling through a lot of things, and it's just a general, we did not plan enough time for it to go wrong, and literally every spot that it could go wrong. So yeah, the previous guy was confident that where he got it to was close enough to done that be very quick to deploy it from there, and he couldn't possibly be farther from the truth. So yeah, there we go. I mean, not sure what else there is to it. It's been kind of done and close to done for months. Now it's almost to the point where we're switching everybody over, which is mildly terrifying. Also like a weird Stockholm thing where I'm like scared to lose this task. Never mind that I'll be fucking with it for many moons to come. But you didn't want to hear that here. It's just called Two Brothers. How was your day?
Full of bar charts. And waterfall charts. And
candlestick charts?
I don't know what that is.
Oh.
Maybe. No, is that where it goes on either? No. Not one of those. Not one of those!
Okay. But any Gantt charts?
No.
No
pie graphs.
Funnel charts?
None of those.
That's a dumb chart.
They're all pretty dumb charts. But they come in a variety of colors.
People and like colors.
I get to do it every month. That's a privilege of mine.
Is there a way you could automate that?
We did automate the waterfall charts. I don't know about the other ones. Because we gotta get the bullshit data out of Salesforce and then put it into other bullshit spaces and then do bullshit with them. So I think we need the connector to automate it.
So what you need is some kind of data-oriented tool that's a kind of maybe sort of columns and rows combined that makes them very, that you can do stuff with. They're very stuffable. You should just fucking pull forward, you piece of human garbage. You wish all of you and your family to die alone in a fire, naked. Separate fires, separate woods that you're dying in.
Are there obviously. Any bees?
Oh, in every orifice.
Is it raining?
Yes, yet somehow you're still burning to death.
Because it's the desert.
So it's mostly bleak.
But it's also freezing.
Yes.
Oh.
Go!
Okay.
No. I thought he had the light before that. But he was going so slow, I didn't even pay attention. Not paying attention.
He did have a giant dashboard, though.
Who?
The guy. It looked like he had a giant clock, like Flava Flav.
Yeah, in his car. Those minis, that's where the speedometer is.
What?
It's like in the middle. Yeah, because it's so small, you can't put it anywhere else.
How do you know about minis? Did you go shopping for a mini?
No, I just know stuff about things, okay?
But why minis?
I don't know. I don't know.
Do you have any other random factoids?
It's very difficult to find wheel cleaners that are compatible with all forms of wheels. Some are for chrome and some are for other paints and styles.
Like the stuff you apply to clean it?
Yeah.
Like the detergent?
But there's a special types of wheel cleaners, and they're apparently really hard and fiddly to get the right kind.
Wow. I didn't know that either.
I'm sure I can produce an incredible number of random, nonsensical, pointless facts that you don't know.
We can call it car talk and rip off the...
Except it's not entirely car-oriented. It makes very little sense.
Sometimes you just talk about food. Other times, other modes of transportation, such as airplanes. Have you seen those orange things that stick to the side of airplanes that hold your tools?
No.
I want one.
How does that work exactly? What do you do when your tools are on the airplane?
I think it's like partially sticky, so you can, it forms over the wing, and then you can just throw a wrench onto it, and it stays there for you.
Oh, for all of the times you're repairing your airplane.
Yes.
I gotcha. Do you find yourself running into problems being unable to hold your tools while you're repairing your airplane?
Oftentimes.
Okay, fair enough. Then that product is probably for you. No, I have seen that. I've seen magnetic ones, and I've seen ones that are like that sticky silicone stuff. And so I've seen them for car hoods as well. Like, you put it on the hood, and then stuff just kind of stays on it.
Yeah.
So it's like a super high friction surface.
Yeah.
And I've seen them for inside your car.
Why?
So you can stick it to, like, here and, like, put your phone on it.
Ooh.
And your phone stays. If you trust it, I don't.
Aaron has a magnetic thing.
Yeah. He's got a little ball on his phone. Allows him to magnetize it.
It magnets to lots of stuff.
I'm sure it does.
Such as tables.
And
which
chairs.
We saw the other night, because we went to this place called...
Gazorpazorps?
I don't know. I want to say Mad Karma, but that's wrong.
Mad Greens?
No, less salads. But I did get pasta where the meatballs were the size of my face.
Face balls.
Face balls.
Meat faces. No, that's good. Face meat. There you go. That's worse. Never mind.
Face meat.
Face meat. Better than, what was the other one? Fart barf. Ew. Was it barf? No, it was fart barf. I think barf fart would have probably gone better. Because barf fart, you're like, is it a bar fart? Or is it a barf fart? One of them's better. But fart barf is just nope. Just nope. Just.
Are you farting barf or are you?
You know, it's
what combination?
There's a lot of questions.
Of things are happening.
I have so many questions.
Very little answers.
No charisma whatsoever.
One day you'll be fart barfing and you'll know.
Oh my god, this is what it's like. Bah! It sounds like a kind of thing you get sometimes and you don't really want to talk about it. Oh man, I got a real bad case of the fart barfs.
The only time it's acceptable is after you're super hungover.
And you maybe tell people afterwards, oh man, no, I couldn't have come in. Why not? I had a real bad case of the fart barfs. Oh god, okay. Fuck. Glad you stayed home.
Did not want to know.
Didn't need to know that, man. Did not need to know.
Woof. Hi, old office.
Bye, old office.
Yeah.
That one is.
That we might have
No, it's right there.
They all look the same.
It's right. It's literally right there.
I see it. I'm agreeing with you, but they all look the same.
No, those three are the same, and the rest are different.
Well,
whatever, man. Whatever, indeed. So, I'm dead inside. I mean, this week, month, quarter have just taken it out of me. It's Saturday's going to be hopefully the end of it. Next week, hopefully it all just goes well. Why are we doing this? Fuck off, Oracle Building. But until then, I will continue to be dead inside. Yeah, so...
Blade Runner?
Yeah, going to see Blade Runner tonight. Hopefully, I'll have a review later. You and Kyle gonna go see it?
Not that I know of.
Okay.
But I also know very little about it, so I should probably watch the original first.
That would help, I would imagine.
And then go see it. Because I've heard very good things. Both Aaron and Dalton enjoyed it a lot.
It came out last week, right?
That I'm not sure of.
Okay. Well, this is our lives.
Yeah. You can have a cookie shake. Ooh, what you should do is get the... There's like a vanilla porter shake.
Oh, I've had that.
And then you put cookie bits in it.
What?
Yes.
Shit.
It's delicious.
Too much for me.
No.
It's all cream.
It's like sugar. The cookie. It's like the... Oh, right. You're watching your girlish figure.
I am. So, I'll just get Kate to get it. Just crash her diet.
But she actually has tummy problems.
No,
when she doesn't
gotten,
eat good.
They're mostly getting better. But she definitely... Well, she's done this in the same boat. We're both trying to be less tubby.
Mm.
And, yeah. The stuff available at the Alamo to Eat is plentiful and fattening. So, I look forward to that. Also, yeah, we might just split things... Split things and we can have more sugar drinks. It's not how that works. So, yeah.
I don't know, man.
I don't either. I really don't. I'm just struggling. Too much. Too much today.
My brain is fried.
Mine is too. We gotta find something, though. We can't just let our brains be fried. We gotta entertain the listener.
The masses.
Yeah.
Or this could be the forgotten episode.
Nah, I never delete an episode.
But there's, like, at least three really long pauses. And everything that I learned from Games Grumps says that you have to have not that.
At least seven? Oh, sorry. well, no, this is why we've developed different things. Kyle's got one that he calls eventing, where he takes out his phone and he looks up a random news article. That looks like it might be interesting. And then we argue about it for no reason for a few minutes. And that usually makes us wander off immediately into other topics. Yeah, like, I don't think we've ever actually completed a conversation on an eventing.
News stories. Here we go.
Here we go.
Just see how this is.
And it's not necessarily random. He picks one that he can formulate an opinion on, at least. Or he thinks I can formulate an opinion on. He's wrong every time, but it doesn't stop him.
All of these people I do not know.
Okay.
There's that Weinstein guy. He's super creepy.
Sounds like an asshole. I don't know anything about it, but it sounds like an asshole.
Well, he's a movie guy.
Yeah.
And he, like...
Oh, there's more?
On women. Many women. And they're all coming out against him.
Seems to be a trend.
It does. Which I don't know is better or worse.
Right.
But either way is depressing.
Yes.
So what not depressing news stories are there?
Well, you know.
16 fake news stories. Oh, but it's all about Trump. Man.
This is going nowhere fast.
I'm having a really hard time with this. All right. New angle. Would you rathers.
Okay. Are you going to look up a list?
Yes.
Okay. How about... While you look up a list, I will blather. The worst superpower you can possibly have. Go. Yeah.
Growing your hair slightly faster.
Good. Good.
But only 2 seconds faster than normal. So you can speed it up by 2 seconds every day. But nothing else.
That sounds like barely even superpower.
Yeah.
I was thinking things that are like amusing in and of themselves, like the ability to be to see anything at all, but you immediately forget it. Like, you can see anything, you can perceive anything at all, but you immediately forget it. Almost entirely.
You can speak any language, but don't understand what you're saying.
There you go. Yeah, see? So you're like, that's not useful, but it's extremely powerful. Right? That's the angle. See where I'm going with this one? Joe's got that great one, although his is the lamest superpower that actually is useful, which is the ability to get to constantly be in the way. And we developed this one mostly at the Renscott's events, but it's where you're like, excuse me. Oh, geez. Oh, God. I'm sorry. I'm trying to move. Ah, we're doing the thing. Only it's like in the context of the guy trying to press the doomsday button. So he's like, let me just like, okay, I'll just go. Excuse me. I'm just okay, but get out of the way. I just need to press the button. So he ends up saving the day because the guy gives up, turns himself in.
Who would his arch nemesis be?
His arch nemesis would probably be one of the other terrible superpowers we've talked about before. Like, the ability to manifest an angry Jeep driver behind you at any time. Which...
So he'd always be in the way of the angry Jeep guy?
And that, so they'd be nemeses, obviously, because then you'd be like, oh, gee, oh, God, oh, don't run me over, I'm sorry, and he's like, why are you in my way? And it would just go back and forth. And that would be arch nemesis.
But how would they ensure that he doesn't actually hit the guy who's always in the way?
I mean, that's how he dies, and then has like a 40 issue arc about him coming back from the dead and his power being taken up by somebody else. Like the guy who can make uncomfortably cold orange juice come out of his hands.
Uncomfortably cold orange juice.
This is like an old school podcast from way back when. I guess we'll just dredge back up. We were on a road trip a long time ago. And we came up with a big list of the most useless superpowers, and one of them was. See, look inside. Okay, now you can't see.
Oh,
but yeah, you can see.
Dashboard. Speedometer.
Speedometer, which is a way better name. Speedometer. And speedometer. I don't know why it became speedometer. I mean, speedometer is much cooler.
Yeah, but we're trying to save time, so speedometer.
Spam. Anyway, one of the powers was that you can extrude pasta from your fingertips. Cool. And you can control the cut style shape of it and how cooked it is.
Cool.
But it's not like fast. It's just like...
But you could just have an unlimited supply.
Yeah. But it's still like, what are you going to do with that?
Can you make raviolis?
I think we decided no, because they include things that aren't pasta. Aw,
man.
Like, it's pasta filled with something, right? So you can make the shells, but not the contents, right?
Bummer. But you can have them pre-cut.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. You could be like, fit, I guess. I mean, I'm not quite sure. But it still kind of like ooze out more. Because it's like a disgustingly organic looking process. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So you're like, I don't want that. Another one was the ability to squeeze fresh orange juice out of nothing. And it's uncomfortably cold. Not like freeze you cryogenically, but just like...
For the person squeezing the orange juice?
Yeah, or the temperature coming out is uncomfortably cold. Like it's on ice. Oh. And so you don't want it on your hand for long, but you can sit there and just, and then it just kind of drips out, comes out in a, like, not quite a deluge, but like a, you fill a glass in a moment or two, you know. And the other one we talked about actually happened, which is why it came up. We were driving back on this really narrow mountain pass, and Joe was driving like a bit like a maniac, but it was Independence Pass, which was terrifying anyway, and it was snowy, so it was even more terrifying. And this Jeep driver was behind him and was just pissed off, just like trying to get around it, but it was one lane. You can't pass in one of those corners without being a complete maniac. because they're all blind. And so he's super pissed. And eventually he passed us, but later on he pulled over at the summit. And we pulled over, but then we left before him, so he was behind us again. And then I think we pulled over to let him by, and then he pulled over to something else, and then he was behind us again. So it was just like, this is the worst superpower, is the ability to just manifest an angry Jeep driver behind you. And it's the same guy every time, and the same Jeep. Even if he tries to sell it, he's just driving it again, and it's behind Joe. And then of course he's pissed off, because whatever he was eating dinner with his family, and then Joe all of a sudden just manifested him behind him. It's like, what the fuck are you doing, you piece of shit? I was at a bar. I am not safe to operate a motor vehicle, etc.
Should not be behind the wheel.
Yeah. So that's what led to those conversations. And I never remember all of them, but there's a lot like that in that vein. But then the ones that are terrible, like worthless superpowers, but come in super handy. Like, you have the ability to move a marble. Just one marble, but you can move it without having to touch it at any distance.
Is that at a steady pace?
You can completely control its movement, as if you were pushing it.
So you could have like super marble.
Yeah. Well, marble assassination. And so then you find out like, well, so if I can push it, by every time, you know, when you push something, you're increasing the energy in it, right, as you're mm-hmm. pushing it. But if this thing is constantly moving without you having to actually push it, it's just as if you pushed it, you can theoretically push it infinitely, right? And then you could either start pushing as hard as you can and just watch it continue to increase in speed until it breaks the sound barrier and then rips through people.
Whoa. Right?
And then you spiral it around and smack into people. Hi there, buckaroo. You're in this lane now, buddy. You can then like make it push indefinitely, but then hook it up to a dynamo and then generate free electricity somehow. Like, there's like ways to make it interesting.
I was just thinking marble assassination, but that would be a cool thing for energy too. Well, that's kind of like have it spin something.
Guardians of the Galaxy kind of stuff, yeah.
With the arrow,
mm-hmm.
Mary Poppins.
Mm-hmm. A little Mary Poppins. But yeah, the. If you're gonna cut in front of me, then fucking go, dude. You piece of garbage. Garbage. The ability to eat any amount of spicy food and have it not affect you, not bother you.
I think I'd want the ability to find a good parking spot anywhere.
Like anywhere.
Yeah, like it's not very useful, but it's nice.
No, see, then here's the thing. We've got to make it useful. So here's what you do. To make it useful, anywhere at all, which includes on the inside of secure buildings, like secure compounds.
Whoa.
So you're like, I got to get a parking spot. I got to get in. There's a spot over there. You just drive right past, and you're like, well, okay, because your power is in effect, right? Because
you can find that parking
spot. Yeah, so you can find it and get to it, right?
If you can find it, you can park there.
Yeah, so you just find the parking spot. So you happen to, like, find a hole in the fence or something to get right in. And there's just a spot right by the front door. You're like, this is a super collider. We shouldn't be here. Well, there's a spot open, so I guess here we go. There's not supposed to be cars here. It's not safe for... Nah, it's fine.
Don't worry about it. I can park anywhere.
There's a spot right there. There is, but that shouldn't be there.
No, I need a parking spot.
Yeah, I need a parking spot, so it's right there. We're in space!
I'm just pulling over for a second.
Yeah, it's just coming right here. You knocking on the airlock? Yeah, I got a great parking spot, so if you could just floating. No, worse, there's just a piece of asphalt there, and the car's parked on it, and completely unaffected by what's happening. You're like, yeah, it's a really great spot. Like, look at it. It's got its own microgravity field. It's great.
Have you seen this view?
It's beautiful.
That would be my favorite.
How about the ability to taste something from a great distance?
Ooh. What could you do with that? Are you just tasting it, or does it actually affect
you? So, like, you can cast out and taste whatever it is that is over there, as if you were tasting it.
You could check for poisons.
You could. You could taste that vacuum cleaner right there.
Ooh, you could taste stuff on the Food Network to see if they're just faking it or not when they go, this is the most delicious thing I've ever had.
You could.
Does it have to be present time? So, like, if it was filmed in the past, does it matter?
It has to be present, but you can taste through media.
So if someone was live streaming, they could?
Well, if someone was filming something, you could, at the moment of that film, taste it. But you'd have to be playing it. If you pause it, it would taste stale.
Because then you could have a YouTube channel where you review stuff from the food channel. Honest okay. reviews. And that would be your hook.
The fact that you have a superpower that allows you to taste things from yeah. anywhere?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's an incredibly specific superpower that I suppose that's the one way you could really use it. Yeah. I mean, you could just taste all of Dairy Queen right now. Most of Dairy Queen does not taste good. Really, it's just the food parts and the ice cream that you're going for. And the facility probably doesn't taste very good at all.
Dairy Queen itself will not.
Yeah.
Like, you wouldn't want to taste that grease monkey over there.
No. No.
The ability.
The ability to tell when someone's lying, but not tell when they're telling the truth.
Half truths wouldn't count?
It's an epistemologically difficult thing to comprehend, but you can only tell when someone's lying. And if they're telling the truth, you're not sure if they're lying or telling the truth.
But wouldn't you know that it has to be because nope. you know when they're lying?
Nope. That would be a logical inference, but you don't get to do that.
But why?
Because your understanding isn't based off of a logical thing. You just know.
Oh.
And if you don't know for sure if they're not lying. So you don't know.
So you could be a really great detective.
Someone could use you as a great detective. But only if they're lying to you. But only, or someone could maybe figure out how to trick the system with you, but you can't figure it out. Like, you're special. You have, like, this retardation thing. You can't do it. You can't comprehend it.
Like people who can't see faces.
Yeah. Yeah.
Or remember it and see them.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Does that McDonald's have a ladder coming out of it?
It does, yes. It has roof access. There's a zombie apocalypse section right there. Check that out.
Sweet.
Good to know. Keep that in mind. This is your neighborhood.
Day one. Get to McDonald's.
Get
Day
to McDonald's
two.
Roof.
That's it. I don't know.
I had nothing. Wait till you die.
Soon they'll learn to climb.
You can see infinitely far, but only the 2-inch wide square.
What? So if you wanted to know what was happening in Russia.
Well, you have to have a straight line to it, right?
But then how is it? So you have to have a straight line.
Mm-hmm. So if you went to space.
Even if there's houses and stuff. But you could look up and see infinitely far in space.
Yeah, you probably don't want to look straight up. Your mind will probably reel at the appearance of the cosmos.
So you gotta start small and work your way up.
I would probably be looking down most of the time, because I imagine if you could see... Well, I suppose the sky occludes it on a day, but at night you would see anything. You could see everything at the maximum distance. 2 inches straight out.
Does that mean you can't control when you get to see infinitely far?
Well, if something between you and what you're looking at, then you'll see that.
But then you'd always only see in a 2-inch square.
Yeah.
What?
That's why it's a superpower that's not very useful. it's a magical thing. It's an amazing ability to be able to infinitely see and focus on all on any plane. But you can't do fuck all with it. Right?
Yeah, and then you're like, well, I guess that's true of any superpower. But sometimes for like X-Men,
yeah.
you can stop it for a while.
Sure. But that would be, you know,
too easy.
You'd be able to
That'd
get something
out
of it.
That'd be a real superpower.
Yeah, that's why it's a shitty superpower. That's why the title of the podcast was Shitty Superpowers. I guess. I don't know. We only have a couple minutes left to change the subject again, so.
I mean, I do have those would you rather.
All right, let's see. Let's bust out some would you rather. Would you rather superpower?
Let's see. Be forced to wear a wet sock for the rest of your life, or be allowed to wash your hair only once a year.
Ugh. Ooh. Oh. I'd have to go for the hair.
I think I'd have to. Well.
Wet sock for the whole your life.
Forever, I mean, your foot would fall off.
It'd be terrible. Even if it didn't, you'd just get. And it's one sock, right? So you don't even have both socks.
It's just a single sock. That's always
just
soggy.
Soggy and lopsided. Now, I think I'll just deal with nasty hair.
Do you have to grow the hair? Can I just shave it all off?
Well, I feel like if you're gonna do that, then.
It's not really the would you rather, so you have to have. Damn it! Yeah, I think I'd go with the hair too.
I feel like you could cut it. But like only once a year.
Yeah, because they're gonna shampoo it.
Yeah.
So there's like a glorious week.
Yeah.
Where you don't have the gross feeling of dirty, dirty, dirty hair.
Dirty, dirty hair. That's gross.
And the last one, before this is over, have a finger as a tongue or a tongue as fingers?
Are they functional tasting tongues?
I think they'd have to be.
Is it a functional tasting finger in your deferred tongue?
No. It's just a weird finger. So it would be like if all of the working bits of your fingers were a tongue, or if your tongue was working fingers, but it still tasted and everything. I think I'd go with the finger tongue.
I mean, either way, you're never going to have any friends ever again. I'd probably have to go for the... Well, I don't know. Tongues are strong. You'd have a lot of strength in your hands.
Yeah, but they'd always be dry because there's nothing to moisten them.
So yeah, so you'd be all cracked and bloody.
Gross dry tongue.
But
fingers.
Then your mouth tongue finger would be all like
wrinkly.
And nasty, and you'd scratch yourself with your fingernail all the time.
But you could bite the fingernail.
True.
Or clip it.
These were terrible. Like, I don't like any of these scenarios that I was presented with. They were all horrifying.
What's the point of would you rather? Yeah. I'd still have to stick with the finger tongue.
Yeah, I think I'd probably go with the finger tongue. So on that note, finger tongue. Not a tag I was expecting to have to put in there, but there you go, future Kendrick. That's the one you got to deal with for this one. Finger tongue. Like, comment, and subscribe. Fuck Kyle. That'll do it. Peace out.
Bye.